Now, Ask Dr. Love with psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert Jamie Turndorf, Ph.D. For expert advice on love and relationships, call into the show at 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. Or you can submit your question online at AskDrLove.com. Now, here's Dr. Love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it's my pleasure to be with you, as always. Today, my show is called, Are You Ready to Kiss Your Fights Goodbye? So, question for you, are fights ruining your relationship? Or are you on the verge of a breakup because of your fights? Well, have no fear. Dr. Love is here. My conflict resolution method is just what the doctor ordered. So in today's show, I'm going to talk about the most common fight pattern. It's called the demand withdrawal negative escalation cycle, or husband withdrawal for short. And no, I'm not talking about a natural form of birth control. I'll never forget when I was doing the Today Show, the host of the show asked me, is husband withdrawal a natural form of birth control? And I can tell you, I did not see that one coming, if you'll pardon the pun. Anyway, husband withdrawal refers to the way men distance themselves in order to escape conflict. You know what that looks like. The woman gets in a guy's face, he withdraws. Now, unfortunately, the more a man withdraws, the angrier his partner gets, which creates more fighting and more husband withdrawal. And this vicious cycle is the number one cause of relationship conflicts, breakups, divorce, and domestic violence. But don't worry. I've created the first proven method for stopping husband withdrawal dead in its tracks. And here's the best news of all. When husband withdrawal stops, guys actually want to stick around and resolve conflicts, which is easily achieved using my simple step-by-step conflict resolution method. So stick around, and you're going to find out how easy it is to kiss your fights goodbye and say hello to a lifetime of lasting love. I'm also going to be answering three questions on air, plus, well, we'll get to that in a minute. The first one's, I don't want to fight all the time. And in this one, I'm helping a woman who adores her guy, but she's scared that their intense fighting is going to ruin their love. So stick around to find out how they can kiss their fights goodbye. Second question I'm going to answer is getting over his past. Here I'm helping out a woman whose boyfriend admitted to having cheated on his first wife. And then after divorcing her, he married another woman who paid him a chunk of change in exchange for obtaining citizenship through marriage. Now, based on his track record, she's worried that he can't be trusted. Now they fight all the time, so stick around to find out whether she should work on kissing their fights goodbye or kissing him goodbye. And third question, very troubled. I'm helping out a guy who doesn't understand why his girlfriend keeps bringing up his mistakes, which causes them to fight a lot. So stick around to find out how he can help her kiss off the past, which is the key to kissing their fights goodbye. And of course, I'm going to do a reading between the sheets segment where I take your toughest sex problems and put them to bed. And in this one, it's called Man Who is Repulsed by Female Genitals. I'm helping out a guy whose girlfriend wants him to go down on her. And I'm going to show him how to kiss off his sexual inhibitions so he can kiss her you know what. All right, so let's get on to today's show. How to kiss your fights goodbye. So I'm going to start with a common relationship scenario, and it's really addressed to the women listening, but guys, don't worry, you're going to be able to relate to this. So ladies, let's imagine you're in the throes of a heated argument with your mate, when suddenly his eyes glaze over and he turns stone deaf. Now, since he's not listening to what's bugging you, you turn up the volume hoping to blast the wax from his ears. No use. Instead of understanding, he digs his heels and defends his actions, and now you're really pissed. So you crank your emotional thermostat to the max and you hammer harder. And big surprise, he's more deaf, more defensive, or just plain out of there in the flash of a firefly. Millions of women throughout the world are all too familiar with the way men distance emotionally or physically whenever conflict erupts. And I said a minute ago, the technical name for this conflict pattern is the demand withdraw negative escalation cycle, more commonly known as husband withdrawal. Now, according to research, husband withdrawal is the number one cause of relationship and marital conflict and divorce, as well as domestic violence. Now, husband withdrawal is really the collision of two incompatible modes of handling conflict, that of the wife or the girlfriend who intensely expresses her hurt and anger, and that of the husband or boyfriend who withdraws from the confrontation. Now, my new book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, I outline the first program for ending chronic relationship fighting. And my program is effective for the majority of married, unmarried, and gay couples who use it. And it's also effective in resolving disputes with friends and family and coworkers. Now, first of all, before you can cure husband withdrawal, you need to understand what causes it. So let me lay this out for you. Men's bodies are hardwired to be hyperreactive to stress and danger. This programming dates back to prehistoric times when men were hunters and they needed to react with lightning speed to flee or to fight dangerous prey. Now, modern danger is no longer the ferocious tiger. It's the pissed off wife or girlfriend. And when she comes at him, baring her teeth and berating him with criticism, his body sees danger and involuntarily switches into autonomic nervous system arousal, or ANS arousal. And this is what triggers the fight flight response. Now, since most guys don't want to physically fight their partners, they flee instead. Now, it's important for women and men to know that there are three ways that men flee from conflict. Now, the first type of fleeing is obvious, physical fleeing. The guy leaves the room, the house, hides out in his workshop or his basement, avoids coming home. That's obvious, physical fleeing. But the second type of fleeing is more subtle. It's called what I call verbal fleeing. Here, the guy justifies, he makes excuses, he defends himself because he's verbally escaping responsibility. Now, the third type of fleeing is the subtlest of all. This one's mental or psychic fleeing. Here, the guy is physically present, but he is mentally gone. His mind has taken a hike. He's out of there. He looks deaf, dumb, blind. He's practically drooling on his tie, wearing a no hablo ingles expression. Now, the point is, women, not knowing that these various fleeing behaviors are caused by primitive biological programming, women think that their guys are fleeing because they don't care about them. They don't care enough to stick around and resolve the conflict. So, of course, thinking this, a woman becomes hurt. Her hurt morphs into anger, and then she expresses her anger and with great intensity, and she unwittingly sets off more biological fire alarms and more fleeing, and a downward spiral of conflict is born. All right. So how can you break the cycle? Something that I call relationship climate control. In part one of my book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, I talk about how we have to cool the climate down. Because remember I said heated fighting triggers a chemical imbalance in men's bodies that causes them to flee. But it turns out that cooling the climate literally shuts off the fight-flight response, which makes husband withdrawal magically disappear. Then you have a guy who actually wants to stick around and resolve conflict with you. Now, there are many ways that I explain to cool the climate down. I'm going to give you three today. And then, of course, you got to read Kiss Your Fights Goodbye to get all the rest of them. But let me give you three right now. So the first is for both partners to identify and eliminate what I call they're fight traps. Fight traps are those faulty, dysfunctional fighting tactics that heat the climate and cause more withdrawal behaviors. Now, I break fight traps into open and secret warfare. Open warfare are those direct forms of acted out anger, like name calling, character assassination, guilt tripping, I told you so, paybacks. You get the idea. Now, secret warfare fight traps are those indirect expressions of anger, but they still heat the climate all the same. Those include, like, I forgot, recruiting allies, silent treatment, guilt tripping. But the point is, doesn't matter whether you're using open warfare or secret warfare, it doesn't matter. It heats the climate. And you got to remember, whatever you say or do boomerangs back on you. And so while it may feel good in the moment to get your rocks off, on the rocks is where your relationship is going to end up if you don't identify and eliminate your fight traps. So the point I want you to remember is that with fight traps, most people do act out when they're angry, and they use words and actions that are designed to hurt each other. So do not get your rocks off in the moment. It's going to hurt you and your relationship in the end. Now, the second way to cool the climate is to do what I call training your brain to fight for you, not against you. Now, this is easier said than done. Because all of us fall into something that I call the echo process. And this is a negative cognitive distortion that makes us unconsciously hear our parents talking when our partners are speaking to us. And obviously relationship trouble erupts when we distort what we see and hear, especially when we negatively distort what we see and hear, because that heats the climate. So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. So Tuesday night is chicken night. Okay, wife makes chicken every Tuesday night for dinner. So on one particular Tuesday night, she lays down a plate of chicken, and her husband says, "Oh, is it chicken night again already?" And she freaks out on him. "What, you don't like my chicken? Well, you can go stuff my chicken. Go cook for yourself." Well, the guy is flabbergasted. He just meant it was Tuesday again? How fast time flies. But she heard her critical parent telling her that her chicken recipe stinks. So to break the echo process, we've got to use my technique, which I call training your brain to fight for you, not against you. To do this, it's a little five-step technique. It's easy. So you hold your horses, you take a step back in time, and when you do this, you compare what's happening now to how you were treated as a kid. And then, three, you take a hard look at reality and you ask yourself, is there any chance that I might be distorting what I'm hearing my parent when my partner really isn't sounding like my parent? And then step four, if there's even a 1% chance that you may be wrong, check out your suspicion. And step five, smooth any ruffled feathers. In this case, chicken feathers. All righty. Now, the next way, the third way to cool the climate is to identify and heal what I call our old scars. Now, I'm not talking about old war wounds or injuries we suffered at the gym. I'm talking about the emotional scars that we all carry from childhood. And old scars always heat the relationship climate and fuel our fights in two ways, okay? The first way is fight intensification. Old scars create a disproportionate reaction to present day events. This is because our brains work by association. We're always comparing present day events with earlier experiences. I call this the emotional lake effect. Think about the actual lake effect. Just as a storm picks up intensity and gathers moisture as it passes over the Great Lakes, our brains are always dipping into the reservoir of our unconscious and making us emotionally remember similar past hurts. And this explains why fireworks are going off inside you over a small offense, because the unconscious associations are adding fuel to your current fire. And you're actually drowning in feelings from similar past hurts. And when you have a disproportionately intense reaction to an apparently minor event, that's your first clue that old scars are fueling your fire. So that, let me give you an example of this. Husband and wife are in a restaurant, okay? And he keeps checking his wristwatch, checking his watch. Finally, she blows a gasket. Why are you doing this? If you can't wait to get away from me, just ask for the check and let's leave. The husband is flabbergasted. He was just checking his watch to see if it was time to feed the meter, and she's handing him a fine. Why? Why did she go nuts? Because her father never had any time for her. So she associated her husband to her father, and she was freaking out. So here is the second way that we know an old scar is afoot. In addition to having an intense reaction, is you can't shake the feeling. Because what happens is you get emotionally stuck in the feeling that got awakened, but it's happening because you're experiencing a memory from childhood that's actually disembodied from your actual childhood memory. So you don't know where the feelings are coming from. You can't wrap your brain around it, and therefore you can't resolve the real issue. So you're just stuck with intense feelings that you can't shake, and this heats the climate and creates more fighting. So in fact, the overt content that you're fighting about acts like a smoke screen to really obscure the real old scar that lurks beneath. So can you believe the way out of this is stripping? And I'm not talking about getting naked. I'm talking about my technique stripping away the overt content to uncover the old scar that lurks beneath. So I go into this in full detail in Kiss Your Fights Goodbye. I show you how to chart an emotional fight map and how to figure out what the present beef is triggering from your childhood, how to bring up the old scar, and how to actually share the old scar with your partner. And in this way, you and your mate are becoming actual healing agents to each other. This is the divine purpose of our intimate relationships anyway, to help each other heal the old scars we suffered as kids. And then when you do help each other to heal your old scars, the climate cools immeasurably. We shut off the fight-flight response. Husband withdrawal stops. Now we have guys who actually want to stick around and resolve conflicts. And that's easy to be done. In the second part of Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, I show you how to resolve any conflict. So when I come back, I'm going to take a brief break. I'm going to tell you an amazing success story. Be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. To speak to Dr. Turndorf live on the air, call 888-463-6748. AskDrLove.com is the web's premier relationship advice site since 1996. Visit AskDrLove.com to search thousands of free relationship advice articles on any relationship issue you may have. Or you can submit a question to her free advice column. However, if you're listening live, why not call in? Don't be shy. Dr. Turndorf wants to help you, and this is a unique chance to get a personal answer from one of today's most respected experts. So, if you have a question for her, please call in now at 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. Now back to Ask Dr. Love with Jamie Turndorf, Ph.D. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Hello again and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf and I'm talking with you about how to kiss your fights goodbye. Based on my new book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship. Just out as of this week on Hay House Publishing Platform. So here's the thing. I said before I took a break that I was going to tell you an amazing success story. And this story, I'll never forget. It's something that I always hold very dear to my heart. I had a couple come in to see me, and the husband and wife were the perfect example of this demand withdrawal negative escalation cycle. I could tell he was in husband withdrawal. She was berating him. I'm sick of it. We've been married for 35 years. You never listen to me. You shut down. You hide out in the basement. You never pay any attention to me. This guy was one of the biggest doctors in the area. And I could look at him and see he was in husband withdrawal. He was just blank in his face. He looked like a deer in the headlights. He was just stiff and shut down. I turned to the wife and I said to her, listen, I know you think that you have told him what is bothering you because you've been telling him for 35 years, but I promise you this man has never heard once what's bothering you, because one of the aspects of being in husband withdrawal is you get something that's called cognitive shutdown. Your brain literally shuts down. This was adaptive when men were hunters because they couldn't be thinking when they were in the face of dangerous prey. Gee, maybe I don't want to fight this animal. Maybe I'll die. Maybe I'll never get laid again. You can't be thinking that. Otherwise, you're not going to do the fight. So your brain shuts down and you just fight or flee. And I said, he is in chronic cognitive shutdown. He hasn't heard a word you've said. Just follow my method here and just tell him one more time, but this time tell him calmly, calmly what is happening and how you feel. She balks. She says, it's not going to make a difference. I don't trust. It's not going to do a damn thing. I said, don't even get your hopes up. Don't trust it's going to change anything. Just take a leap of faith and tell him calmly. So she does. And the most miraculous thing happened. The husband bursts into tears and he says, oh my gosh, I never knew you felt that way. I never heard you before. I will change. P.S. I never really saw them again. They lived happily ever after. And I got a call a couple years ago from them years later saying they've been happy, blissfully happy ever since. So I want this for you. I want this for you, and we can make this happen. So let's just do a quick little quiz, okay, to let you know whether husband withdrawal has taken over your relationship. And I'm going to give you 10 simple true-false questions, okay? First, do your fights seem scripted? Are your words, gestures, or actions rarely varying, true or false, okay? You can predict the outcome of your fights ahead of time, true or false. When you fight, your partner seems to be frozen like a statue, true or false. If you were to take your partner's pulse, it would be racing at 100 beats per minute or greater during a fight, true or false. Your partner sweats during a fight, true or false. Your partner's muscles seem very tight during a fight, true or false. Your partner turns away from you during a fight, true or false. Your partner closes his eyes and won't make eye contact with you during a fight, true or false. My partner has a blank, frozen stare during a fight, true or false. My partner defends, justifies, or counterblames during a fight, true or false. My partner doesn't seem to be listening to me during a fight, true or false. My partner physically leaves to escape a fight in progress, true or false. My partner avoids me when he thinks a fight is brewing, true or false. Okay, if you answered true to any one of those questions, husband withdrawal is happening in your relationship. But don't worry. You can, we can stop this dead in its tracks. Kiss Your Fights Goodbye is going to show you how to do it step by step. I've helped hundreds of thousands of couples break out of this fight pattern and avoid divorce, even get back together after a breakup. So you can do it too. Now let me give you a couple of tweets on the topic. It's easy as pie to kiss your fights goodbye. You'll make love more when you end the war. Make keeping cool your number one relationship rule. And when the climate is cool, your love will rule. And last but not least, don't throw away the boxing glove. Oh, that was a Freudian slip. Throw away the boxing glove and say hello to lasting love. All right. I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. To speak to Dr. Turndorf live on the air, call 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. If you like what you're hearing, you can learn about Dr. Turndorf's techniques for turning conflict into connection and healing in her critically acclaimed, groundbreaking book, Till Death Do Us Part, Unless I Kill You First, a step-by-step guide for resolving relationship conflict. Find out more about this book and read a free excerpt by visiting AskDrLove.com. This is Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. And if you have a question for her, please call in now at 888-463-6748. This show is for you, the listeners, so please give her a call now. You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Jamie Turndorf, Ph.D. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Hello again and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio and How to Kiss Your Fights Goodbye. You know, I just realized when I run the movie that you guys often see after the fact, I seem to cut out the commercial breaks. And as I was listening to the commercials being fed to me, I realized I was giving you all kinds of important info about my coordinates on Facebook and Twitter. So in case you're not hearing that because I just didn't run the movie through it, you can find me at Ask Dr. Love on Twitter. And I just found out yesterday I have 122,000 followers on Twitter. So, guys, you can really, really help spread the word about creating peace one relationship at a time. Spread the word to your friends and your colleagues on Twitter. Encourage them to buy Kiss Your Fights Goodbye and put my method into place, because you can be a pebble in the pond and create peace on earth one relationship at a time. So thanks for helping out with that. Now let's get to some questions. This one's called, I don't want to fight all the time. Okay, Dr. Love. So I'm so happy with the guy I'm with. I see us being together for the rest of my life. But our problem is we argue a lot about a lot of things, but we get over it real fast. I don't like arguing and fighting and then getting all lovey-dovey. And I don't want to fight or argue anymore. I don't want to ruin what we have. So I love him with every ounce of life in me. So what do I do to solve our problem? I try ignoring what would make us argue, but then it builds up and that isn't good. So please, Dr. Love, help me. I love him too much to let him go. Help, help, help. I want him as my lover for all time. Okay. So it's so great to hear how much you love him. But, you know, here's the thing. all of us, when we first fall in love, we love the people. We love them desperately. And the issue is when our relationships fall apart, it's because, not because we really don't love the person, it's because the angry feelings that result from unresolved conflict literally erode our love connection. And it is such a precious gift when you love someone. You have to be so careful to treasure the gift and not allow the angry feelings that accompany unresolved conflict to go on, because otherwise your relationship will fall apart. So we know that chronic fighting erodes a relationship. So I have to help you both learn how to discuss your issues in a constructive way. And by the way, happy couples fight about the exact same topics that unhappy couples do. The same exact topics. So you might be wondering, well, why are they happy and why am I so unhappy? And it's because they've learned to talk in a constructive way and take their issues of conflict and bring them to the finish line to resolve them. See, it's the unresolved conflict that leaves you with residue. But if you resolve your conflict, you're moving into the next moment clean and fresh. And so you're not doing anything that's going to eclipse your love connection. So in my book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, I show you my 10-step method for how to resolve your conflicts. Now, the first half of the book is all about cooling down the climate, because we can't even get to a resolution if a guy is withdrawing or out of there. So first we got to cool it down, then we can go on to resolve it. So because the two of you are fighting, it means you're not hearing each other. And obviously when we don't feel heard, we shout louder, which only creates more anger, less listening, more husband withdrawal, and an escalation of fighting. So what I want you to do right away is I want you to communicate what's upsetting you in a calm way. And I want you to use my XY formula. I go into full detail about this in the second part of Kiss Your Fights Goodbye. But the XY formula is the only way you should be talking about whatever is bothering you. You calmly describe, no yelling, no screaming, no shouting, what was said or done and how that made you feel. Now, if your partner's highly defensive, you're going to avoid the word you altogether, and you're going to just say instead, I felt angry. You're not going to say, I felt angry when you called me names or when you did this or when you said that. Instead, you would say, when I'm called names, I feel. You'd find a more neutral phrasing. Now, the more neutral phrasing you use and the cooler you stay when you're presenting what's troubling you, the easier it's going to be for your partner to want to stick around and discuss the matter with you and vice versa. Now, after you present your issue, the person who's listening has to repeat back what you said. And if the listener truly understood what you said, then you would say, that's right, that's right. And if the listener didn't understand, then the speaker, you, is going to restate what's troubling you, and the listener is going to reflect the understanding once again. And you're going to do this looping back and forth until the listener gets it. I have a whole chapter in Kiss Your Fights Goodbye on how to listen. And believe it or not, on the road to conflict resolution, listening is the superhighway. So we got to listen. Now, you have to remember to, when you're the listener, whether it's you or he who's the listener, don't try to talk the speaker out of his or her feelings. The listener has to remember also to wait your turn before speaking your beef. You have what I call the emotional right of way when you're speaking. And so the initial speaker has to feel completely heard and understood before then the listener can take his turn. So there's a lot that I spell out for you. But if you follow every step that I lay out for you in Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, you guys are going to resolve your conflicts. And that's going to allow the love that brought you together to stay strong and grow stronger over time. All righty? All right. So now, you know, a lot of people may think, I wanted to just say a word about this because people will say, but this is very highly orchestrated what you're talking about. It's not natural. It's not spontaneous. Well, the point is we don't want to be natural and spontaneous. You know, when you think about learning any skill, like tennis, for example, you take the tennis racket, you go slowly, you move through the coordination, and you do it slowly, memorizing every aspect of the coordination till it becomes second nature. Since we don't know how to resolve our conflicts, we don't know how to be cool, we don't know how to communicate our thoughts and feelings well, we don't know how to listen, we have to do everything in a very conscious and artificial way. And as we do it, the new skills become second nature. You practice something for about 6 weeks, it becomes yours. It's second nature. Then you don't even have to think twice about it. Okay? It just happens naturally. All right. And then also, when you're even really, really furious, you're able to make the switch in your mind. Ah, I'm not delivering raw rage to my partner. I'm not going to do this. It's just going to boomerang back on me. He's going to go into withdrawal. We're going to have more fighting. I am not going to deliver raw feeling to my partner. I am going to instead calmly describe what happened, how I felt. All right. Now, second question that I'm going to do for you today is called Getting Over His Past. Dear Dr. Love, I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year and I love him and he's absolutely perfect. He's funny and he's supportive and he's everything positive. However, we have fights about his past relationships and I can't seem to get over the fact that he got married around 21 years of age and he cheated on his wife the whole time for about a year. And then he married her after knowing her for a few months. He tells me he was young and stupid and it will never happen again. He actually never got caught, and they divorced because she cheated on him. He confessed to me about what was going on, and he blames himself for paying too much attention to his affair and causing his relationship with her to slip away from him. He has a little girl from her, in which he loves, and he stays present in her life. And he said that he tells me he's missing his daughter is a reminder that cheating is the worst mistake that he made in his life. But he wasn't done with mistakes. His family convinced him to marry a lady so she could get her citizenship. And he agreed because she would be giving him a large sum in return. And he moved in with her for a few months and he slept with her. And he tells me that this relationship was strictly business. But I hate that he did this because I'm currently waiting for his divorce, which is going to happen in a few months when she gets her citizenship. And my problem is that I can't get over what he's done. I truly believe he loves me with all his heart and would do anything for me. But do you think he is too high risk? I feel like good men are difficult to come by and maybe I'm being too hard on him. And I know that if I keep fighting about his past, he's going to leave me. So please, please tell me what to do. All right. So listen, fighting with him over his past is like repeatedly beating a dog for having torn up your photo album. The damage is done and you can't put the pictures back together. In the same way, your guy has done what he did and it can't be undone. The baby that he created as a result of his infidelity won't go away. Well, and he can't take the marriage back either. Now, you say you fight with him over what he's done. And what we need to do is figure out why you're doing this. Okay, so let's start observing the fact that you're caught in a repetition. And repetitions occur for two reasons. So we're traumatized and we keep returning to the emotional scene of the crime to try to work out our feelings. And secondly, we haven't heard what we needed to hear from the other person in order to feel resolved. Okay? Now, obviously this fighting isn't bringing you the resolution that you want and need. And this is because you aren't addressing the real issue. So to uncover the real issue, I suggest that you buy my book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, and pay strict attention to the section where I show you how to strip away the overt content. I fully outline this technique, and the technique helps you uncover what's really troubling you to get down to your emotional issue, and generally it's the old scar that we suffered as a kid. And you're going to forget about the details when you do this, the woman he married for the money, the woman he had an affair with, and you're just going to focus on your feelings. And when you do this, I bet you're going to find that you are feeling scared to death that you can't trust this guy. So while you're digging, see if you see a parallel between this man and one of your parents or both of your parents. So did you have a parent who was a charming, seductive playboy or playgirl that couldn't be trusted? Did you get played as a kid by that parent? Or did you see one of your parents play the other? So if you say yes to these questions, then you very well may be about to launch on a repetition of an old scar from your childhood. And as I explained in Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, we're all compulsively driven to repeat the painful traumas of our youth in an attempt to work through and heal those wounds. And this is called the repetition compulsion. So the first step in the repetition compulsion is for us to choose a partner who emotionally resembles the parent who let us down. And I'm calling this setting the stage. And then once our drama is restaged, we work to achieve what I call our happy ending, which is the resolution of our original wound. Now, if we can succeed in getting our partner to give us what our parent did not, We will feel as though we actually receive the emotional goodies from our parent. It sounds good in theory, but it really works out this way because the person we choose is like the parent who let us down, meaning our partner isn't capable of giving us any more or any better treatment than our parent did. So my book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, is going to help you identify and heal any old scars that are lurking in you. And it's important for you to do this work because otherwise your old scar is going to lead you to choose and keep choosing a partner who repeats the worst pain of your past. Now, your old scar can also set you up to keep on fighting for the love and security you lacked with your parents. So stopping the fighting and letting go of the partner can also feel like losing your only shot at healing. So I'm wondering if you're fighting with this guy in a vain attempt to push him away before he does you permanent harm. In other words, do you know deep down that you can't trust this man? And are you fighting to get him to push you away since you don't have the courage to do so? So you're going to need to really examine your heart and this man and evaluate whether he is someone that you can trust. And I know he says that he was young when he cheated on his first partner and he fathered an illegitimate child with his mistress, but not all young people behave this way. And moreover, the fact that he was willing to marry someone for money does raise questions regarding this guy's ethics. So he may love you, but love isn't enough. Because I'm sure he loved the first woman too, but he cheated on her. So only you can decide whether this guy has the goods or not. So I also encourage you to use my Is He Ready for Love guide. It's available as a free download when you sign up for my mailing list, because the guide's going to help you fully assess his character and help you determine if he's really trustworthy and truly husband material. And while you're at it, use my Create-A-Mate guide, also available as a free download when you do the newsletter sign up. This will help you flesh out your ideal partner, and then you can compare the man you're with your ideal partner. So I've given you all the tools you need to assess this man, your relationship, and after you do all of this, you're going to know how you should proceed. That is, whether you should kiss off his past and move forward, or just kiss him and the relationship goodbye. I'll be interested to know what all your work yields for you. So connect to me at the website, AskDrLove.com, and reach out to me. You know, I think also there's a place for commenting. If you don't submit a question to me, you can just submit some kind of contact comment as well. And comments from everybody are very, very welcome by me. I always want to know how I'm doing and how my site is working for you, so do that. All right, let me take a brief break, and I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. To speak to Dr. Turndorf live on the air, call 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. If you've recently been through a breakup and are looking for a second chance, wondering how you can reconcile with your ex, or if it's even possible after all you've been through, Dr. Turndorf's latest book, Make Up, Don't Break Up, presents her 5-step plan for reconciling with your ex. This plan was developed out of years of research, working with thousands of couples at her Center for Emotional Communication. This is a proven no-hype and no-nonsense method that gets right to the root of the problem to guide you to the right path towards reigniting a lasting relationship. For more about Make Up, Don't Break Up, visit AskDrLove.com. You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Jamie Turndorf, Ph.D. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and today we're talking about how to kiss your fights goodbye. So I'm at the portion in the show where we're doing questions and answers. So this question that I want to lay on you is called Very Troubled. So here it goes. Dear Dr. Love, my live-in girlfriend and I fight very often of late, and it seems to me to be over the least little thing. I admit that I can get very irritated at times, but it seems that both of our tolerance levels have hit rock bottom. I love her with all my heart, but it seems that we are falling apart. I think it is related to the fact that she will not let go of past problems. Whenever we fight, I swear that she has a satellite link up to a computer with all the things I did wrong cataloged. And when we begin to argue, she slaps up the past to me and says very mean things. And what I would like to know is, What can I do to make things better so that we can have a life together? All right. So your girlfriend is caught up in what I call fight traps. Now, remember earlier in the show, I talked about how we need to cool the climate down. And the first thing that we have to do to cool the climate down is to identify and eliminate our fight traps, which are those dysfunctional fighting tactics that ruin our relationships. They heat the climate. They cause more husband withdrawal, more fighting. Now, your girl's fight traps are bringing up ancient history and character assassination. When your girlfriend hurls ancient history in your face, of course you're going to feel attacked and defensive. In this defensive state of mind, you're certainly going to be unable to listen to what's bothering her. And this creates yet another unresolved issue because there's more frustration and anger on her part and more crap to be thrown up to you in the future. So you guys are trapped in a major vicious cycle. Not cool. Okay, so there's only one way to break your fighting cycle. And to do this, first we have to derail your girlfriend's fight traps. So you need to tell your girlfriend. Now, I don't know if your girlfriend would be open to the fact that you reached out to me. And if she is, then you could say that I said, this is how you guys have to get through this. Or you can just tell her yourself if you think she would not be open to the idea of a third party in the mix. So tell her, I know I've said and done things to upset you in the past, but unfortunately I can't change the past, but I can start from now and try to understand what I did and how it made you feel. And then you can guide your girlfriend to focus on one issue, ideally the current one. And she's going to describe the behavior that upset her and state how that behavior of yours made her feel. That's my XY formula. I fully outline that in part two of Kiss Your Fights Goodbye. Now, if she sidetracks onto ancient history, you steer her back to the current issue. Now, as for the character assassination problem, I'm going to deal with that in a minute. After you steer her back to the current issue, I want you to listen carefully to what she says is bothering her. Now it's your job to repeat back what you heard and ask her if you have understood. Now, again, in Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, I show you exactly all the listening techniques that you're going to need, because listening is really effectively conveying that you heard. So you're going to keep conveying back to her what she says until she confirms that you have fully understood her. And remember now, you need to take responsibility for upsetting her. Her feelings of upset aren't wrong or right. They're just feelings, and they need to be understood if you want to resolve your conflicts and form a lasting relationship with her. And if you succeed in listening and understanding, she's going to feel much less angry with you. Now, a lot of people forget the fact that, you know, when you're in an intimate relationship, this is not a court of law. This isn't about who's right and who's wrong. Feelings are not wrong or right. They are the wind. They're like farts. They come, they go, they float on by. We just need to accept the feelings, understand the feelings. I also often use this analogy. Let's say we're walking down the street, right? And I lose my footing. I trip. And I fall on your foot and I break your foot. I didn't mean to, but I still break your foot. You're allowed to scream out and cry in pain and say, I'm hurt. I can't say to you, you can't feel hurt. You have no right to feel hurt. I didn't mean to hurt you. Your feelings are your feelings. So we have to, all of us, succeed in listening and understanding how the other person feels. But of course, the person communicating how he or she feels has to communicate in a way that we can swallow. No attacks, no fight traps. Now, little by little, if you take care of business in the moment, there's not going to be any more ancient history to throw in your face. Now, as for the character assassination, you said she says mean things to you. Verbal abuse always turns up the heat on conflicts, and of course it creates more chemical imbalance in men, more husband withdrawal, more out of control fighting. So if you want to get along, the verbal abuse has got to stop now. So when she starts verbally smashing you, you need to first tell her that you understand that she feels angry with you and you're willing to listen if she tells you directly what you did and why it made her angry, but you will not sit for verbal abuse any longer. Close that door. If she continues verbally creaming you, I want you to leave the room or the house. And soon she's going to get the message that if she wants to be heard, she's going to have to change her tune and speak correctly to you. Now, I suspect that she grew up watching parents verbally abuse each other, or she was verbally abused. And I also suspect that you have also watched or experienced this type of abuse yourself. So both of you, understandably, don't know any other way to deal with conflict. But in any case, what I have suggested is going to help both of you adopt a healthier way of handling anger. And my book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, is going to be your Bible. It's going to show you how to end this destructive fighting. Now, this is not an easy problem, but if you read my book and you apply my step-by-step program, you're going to save the relationship. Because in this case, love needs to be the accelerator pedal that drives you forward to learn what you need to learn to resolve the inevitable conflicts that erode even the greatest love stories. All right? So I want to hear how you're doing, and I know you're going to do well. Alrighty, so let's get to some bedroom talk. Time to read between the sheets, and this one's a wild one. It's called Man Who is Repulsed by Female Genitals. Hi, Dr. Love. My name is Derek, and I must say that your site is quite impressive, lots of good info, but I couldn't find anything about the subject I have in question, and this is it. First of all, I have to say that I know I'm not gay or bisexual. I've never had a girlfriend like the one I have now either. She's a physical therapist and an aerobics instructor, and I'm an engineer. I'm 25, she's 24. Now, we've been together for about 3 years, and in those 2 years only, we've had two fights, and those two fights were within the first 4 months or so of our relationship. So we get along very, very well. We share everything with each other, our deepest secrets, our problems in our lives, and we're both very supportive of each other. We both respect each other deeply, too, not only as lovers, but also as friends. You know that feeling you get when you first fall in love? That's how we feel about each other whenever we're together. And we tell each other, I love you, about 3 or 4 times a day. We constantly remind each other of how important the other is to us and how sad we would be if the other left. So once she had to go see her dying grandfather, and I was unable to go with her. I spent 2 nights crying myself to sleep. I wrote letters to her every day, and since she was gone for only 4 days, 3 of the letters arrived after she had left to come home, and her grandmother had to mail them back. We both know we'd do anything to make the other happy, and we do. We like spending time together. We have lots of fun. We go to the beach. We laugh. We play together a lot. I think this is good because, well, you mentioned in your 10 tips to be playful as a way to keep romance alive. Well, part of the problem is this. We've never had sexual intercourse before. We're both virgins. We do love to lie on the couch and smooch for a half hour at a time or more, but never anything further. We love kissing each other and are playful about it, too. The other day, though, she mentioned that she would like to, well, have intercourse with me. She said if I didn't want to, it's okay. And she also said that she'd bought condoms, KY jelly, and a sponge because we both agree we don't want any children yet. I guess it would not be that bad to, well, have intercourse. She knows I respect her for her personality, and I don't always think of her lustfully, although she's very good looking and has a lot of beautiful curves in the right places. The problem is that, well, I'm ashamed to say it, but I'm very much intimidated by the female anatomy. I don't like looking at dirty magazines or watching X-rated movies or anything, but I happened to see one at a friend's bachelor party, and the pictures made me sick to my stomach. Is this normal in a guy? If my girlfriend and I made love, it almost seems like we would have to do it under the covers, doesn't it? I think she looks very gorgeous, especially in a swimsuit. The curves look very sexy, but it kind of makes me sick seeing the genitalia and bare breasts of females. Brought up an honest person, I have mentioned this to her, and she was very understanding and replied, I guess we could do it under the covers, but I would really like to do it without them. She also mentioned she'd like to try oral sex, too. Hearing this, I became intent to rid myself of this feeling of the female genitalia being kind of repulsive. So is there any advice you can give me on this? Because I'd be truly grateful for any help you could offer, because I feel kind of stupid and very unmasculine in this situation. So thank you very much. Well, first of all, you were very brave to ask me this question because this is a very hard question to answer without my knowing a lot more about you and your early history. Because the attitudes that we form about sex always trace back to our early life. So my answer to you is going to be a bit general, and you can take what applies and overlook what doesn't seem to fit. So you've been together for 3 years without intercourse or genital contact, and you admit to feeling sick and repulsed at the thought of such contact. So I believe that your repulsion is actually a defense mechanism. Now, defenses are created by the unconscious in order to protect us from unacceptable feelings. So realize we're never conscious of the defenses that we use, And that is, unless we're in therapy, then we become conscious. But the problem with defenses is that they're usually more crippling than the actual feelings that they conceal. And when a person becomes too crippled by the defense, that's when he or she seeks help. So that's where you are now. So if we assume that your repulsion is actually a defense, then I want to figure out what feeling you're defending against. And I will say that beneath your repulsion seems to be a strong desire for the female genitals. You may ask, why would I need to defend against those feelings? Is it normal to want a woman sexually? So why defend against it? Well, while it is normal to desire your girlfriend or wife, you are not defending against, I think you may be defending against what you consider something that's not acceptable. Could you be defending against yearnings that are not right? So what I'm going to say to you now is going to perhaps freak you out. I want you to know before I say that this is a universal feeling. Every person has this feeling and you're not alone. So I'm talking about having sexual feelings for a parent. Now you may be saying, Dr. Love, you've really lost it now, but hang on for a minute. Every child has sexual feelings for his parents, but since children confuse feelings and actions, they're terrified to allow themselves these feelings. Before long, the feelings are buried and they get defended against. And when you grow up and fall in love, it's common for the old feelings of sexual desire for mother or father to reemerge because adult love affairs rekindle the same feelings we had in our first love affairs, which were our first affairs with our parents. They were our first loves. So when you speak about your girlfriend, you describe it as sinful, unacceptable, dirty, sickening, illicit. So I'm thinking there may be an intense attachment that you had with your mother that bordered on sexual as well. And then also, if you notice how you cried when you were apart, it sounded like she was almost a mommy that you were separated from and that you were grieving. So I'd want you to look at that too. See if you can trace it back to having had sexual feelings toward your mom. If you did, fine, join the human race. Allow yourself all those feelings, and I think you will be feeling less repulsed by her once you allow yourself to say, okay, I had sexual feelings for my mother. So, and if you're still stuck, reach out to me in my private consulting division. Before I end, I just want to tell you guys some news. On Monday, February 3rd, I'm going to be doing a one-hour live interview on the Hay House Radio Network. That's www.hayhouseradio.com. So tune in, and you can also reach out to me live. I'd love to hear from you. And I also want to remind you again, you can help me create world peace one relationship at a time by buying your copy of Kiss Your Fights Goodbye and putting my proven conflict resolution method into place in your life. And then also review the book on Amazon and Goodreads.com, because people buy books based on readers' reviews. And through your example and your reviews, you can be the pebble in the pond by helping to create world peace one relationship at a time. See you next week on Ask Dr. Love Radio.